Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. I am always, am your host, DJ, the radio host that dare not speak his name. And with me tonight is my trusty and loyal co-host, Lance.
Hi there, Radio Land.
And tonight we have an extremely, very special episode for you. We have Sharon Mama Spell.
How come you only say my name and not your names? Am I the patsy? I'm set up for the fall. Hi.
I don't know what you're talking about. My name is Lance.
Right. And my name is Sharon Mama Spell.
Now,
right.
When you make the little quotation marks with
air
your
quotes,
hands like
yes,
that,
little bunny.
Our radio listeners can't see that.
Right. Okay. And for the French listeners, I'm making the N-word
those
quotes.
Those are guillemots. Are they not?
Oh, he was really good in Benson. I liked him a lot. It's great.
Well, if any of our listeners know what those little French angly brackets are, please call us here at the studio. The number is country code 1, area code 414. Don't mess me up when I give the numbers. Country code 1, area code 412-621-9728. Look, if you mess me up, they won't call in, and then the career of Sharon Mama Spell will go straight down the toilet.
I am a simple woman. If Perón can love me, he can love all of you.
Perón?
Evita Perón?
Go ahead.
So, frankly, I'm actually Sharon Mama Spell. I'm a little upset, and I'm having some emotional – this is just coming up for me, and before I can proceed with the show – I know this show is going to be about you, but I have to talk about my feelings just a little bit. After seeing you last week at the Lava Lounge,
right,
which was fabulous, by the way. Fabulous. Very life-altering show at the Lava Lounge.
Mm.
Carson Street. I don't know the address, but go there, drink, spend lots of money there.
Yeah, 20th block of Carson Street.
The reason I'm uncomfortable is because I thought that you, like so many of our other guests, were going to come on the show to plug what you do and basically advertise yourself. But instead, I've come to realize that the reason you've come on the show is because you're trying to seduce me. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I'm not sorry. I mean, you know, I am more than a piece of meat. And I want both our listeners and our guests to know that. Just because I was born unusually attractive and beautiful does not mean that I'm going to have sex with every comedian, rising star, and futurist as yourself just by coming
Okay, well, let me ask you this question then, DJ. If you're not looking to be seduced, why the assless chaps?
They're comfortable.
These college radio station couches, they're comfortable?
Well, right. So, this couch has kind of a prickly surface, and it's constantly stimulating my butt cheeks and the interior of my ass crack. And it keeps me cutting-edge radio, cutting-edge assless chaps.
It keeps you stimulated both sexually and creatively?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Thank you. Intellectually, I am at the top of my form.
That's a beautiful aesthetic. Well, you know, DJ Unmentionable, I'm really glad that you brought that up. And, well, put your muscle where your mouth is, and if you...
I've tried. God knows I've tried.
If you
I ended up in the emergency
can
room
prove
last
me time. Within the hour that you are more than a piece of meat by your sheer will, your cunning, then I will...
Cunning?
Cunning.
Cunning.
I will, at that point, defer to your higher intellectual power and no longer just see you as a piece of meat. But you have to prove to me that you are more than just a piece of meat.
Are you requiring some sort of test of skill and chance?
Well, along those lines, yeah, that'd be nice.
I did shave and oil my ass earlier.
Oh, that's too much information for me, Sharon Mama Spell.
Sharon Mama Spell. Do you have a website? I mean, like, some people have a website. You're probably not sophisticated enough to have your own website.
Well, actually, I do. We just recently registered my own domain name
this
weekend. It's not set up
for... Who's we? You and your shadowy third world partners? The Yakuza from Japan?
Yeah, oh, they're from France. I'm making the same air guillemots or whatever they are. France. Side bunny ears. Yes. My
your website address.
Actually, the one that I'm using now, the most current one, is a very lengthy title, and I actually made up a song.
Really?
To
a song?
Help people be able to remember it a little bit more easily, and it goes like this. If you don't mind,
Would you like me to sing it?
If you can.
Stop me if I'm wrong. I can't really sing. I'll sing it in my own atonal way.
Can you rap it?
Or maybe would you prefer singing? I mean, you're going to be singing all night. I mean, HTTP colon /. I forget the rest. www.telerama.com.
Wrong!
Oh, God. Excuse me. No. www.concentric.net//mamarama. M-A-M-A-R-A-M-A. No, you should sing it, just so that people... I mean, different people interpret a song in different ways.
Right. That was a really nice interpretation. And maybe DJ Lance could do an interpretive dance while I sing, if you would like to. I'm just presenting the opportunity for
sure,
you.
I'll do an interpretive dance. Go ahead.
Okay,
sing.
Good. Nice form. Very, thank you. Very good starting position.
Did you just wait till I start?
www.concentric.net/mamarama. It's a sweet song. You can sing your children to sleep at night.
Oh, that was tiring.
You studied at Juilliard until that whole...
Juilliard, please. Interlochen.
I'm sorry. But you were kicked out under... because of that whole, like, the whole thing with the dean?
Well, replace dean with foot fungus. And, yeah, that's a pretty accurate description of what happened.
Oi.
So, but... What about this whole new domain name that's, like, easier to sing, mm-hmm. easier to type domain name?
Well,
what's
it's just
that?
www.mamarama.net.
So why didn't you give that to our listeners?
Because it's not available yet. It's available to me, but there's nothing there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But soon, the information that's at www.concentric.net/mamarama will soon be at this new site. And when it's at the new site, then at the old site, it will be a link to the new site.
Why don't you just put a link up at the new site?
Because we haven't even done that yet.
Ah, okay. Mm. It's so new. It's so cutting edge.
I'm so busy working my minimum wage jobs morning, noon, and night that I don't really have time to tinker away at
it. Do any of these minimum wage jobs involve the sex industry, by any chance?
The garment industry, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from
indeed.
The sex industry.
You're also spending a lot of time writing my name over and over on your binder, aren't you?
That's unmentionable with an I, right?
Yeah. Two eyes, actually.
Draw a heart over this I.
Unmentionable.
She was extrapolating from DJ, the DJ that dare not speak his name,
but
to
only
DJ unmentionable.
One eye.
What?
It's only one I in unmentionable.
Yes,
like
I know. It would
no
be a childish, foolish misspelling spelled with two I's.
Get it? It's a joke. I'm a comedian. It's my business.
Well, that was my joke, actually. Although I do appreciate your professional recognition of the fact that it was a joke.
But it was my joke first because I said...
You said one eye and then the two eye riff came.
Oh, well, so that makes it completely different. It's the difference between dun 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 and... Dun 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 is a whole different ballpark, right? Is
well,
that what you're trying to say?
When you put it that way, I have to concede your point and admit that I was wrong.
It's Tin Machine. It's not David Bowie's Tin Machine. It's just Tin Machine.
I was actually when you made that sound, I was actually flashing back to my own alien abduction, and the aliens communicated to me through music, and that actually. That was how I was able to withstand the horror of all the anal probing. And I was wondering...
I thought that 1 in 10 people really enjoyed the anal probing. And I'm surprised to hear that that was horrible to you.
Well, I think he was gang probed, actually.
And that was a bad thing?
Well, it's just... The thing that I hate is that when the aliens don't give you the courtesy of doing the reach around. I mean, that's... I mean, that... You know, it's just simply... you know, right. If they cared a little bit about my pleasure, you know, it would be totally different.
Mm. I also think that the aliens, foolishly believing that you were a straight man... took the form of Jennifer Love Hewitt while doing the probing, thus rendering any sexual feelings that might have aroused in you inoperable.
It was hard. Chillingly, she had, instead of having Jennifer Love Hewitt's normal two breasts, which she has named, what are they, Huey and Dewey?
Thelma and Louise, I believe.
this alien creature had hundreds of penis breasts, and basically, you know, the horrible sight of all those... memory glands turned me off to women forever. And, you know, people wonder if they people ask if there's is there a point when you knew that you were homosexual, and it was Jennifer Love Hewitt and her 100 breasts that turned me gay for good. But back to you, Mama. What was the point when you knew?
That's about the saddest story I've ever heard.
I'm sorry. You know, my
that
life is nothing.
Touched me right here in my heart. Ow. Oh, sorry.
When did you know that you were going to be a comedian?
My parents let me stay up late and watch Saturday Night Live when I was a wee child, and it warped me for life. Steve Martin was a huge influence in my early years, And I wanted to be a comedian, and I always felt like I had a good sense of humor. You know, I won that Emmy for the sitcom I was
practice.
In. And I thought, you know, from that, that certainly I would become a, you know, professional comedian. Things just didn't work out like I thought they would immediately. I ended up taking a few coffee house jobs when I was around 11 or 12, and it just kind of turned me off to talking to people at all. Mm-hmm. And eventually I got to be around the age I am now, except a few years earlier than the age I am now, and decided I'm not getting any younger. I just need to put all these other things aside and go out and do it.
So let's
go out and do it means actually get on stage and give people the most laughs they've ever had in their entire life.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much so, yes. Do it.
And so I'm going to put the laugh question on hold for just a second. Going back to the Emmy for just a moment, this was for your work on Mama's Family, I assume.
No. See, people get me confused with Mother Harper a lot. And her name is actually Mother Harper, but no, I'm Mama Spell.
Oh, okay.
Mama, M-A-M-A. Not M O M M A, not M O M, not the Museum of Modern Art.
Right.
Just plain out M A M A. Backwards, it's A M M.
Yeah.
The great
AMM. What was it like working with Vicki Lawrence?
Well, I actually never worked with her on Mama's Family, but I did work with her on Win, Lose, or Draw. And I actually have
did
my.
Did you win, win, lose,
I
or
have
draw?
My degree in painting and drawing, and I thought I would be a shoo-in.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ricky Lake was on my team, and so was Jim J. Bullock. And I am.
I can see how that might be a scratchy cat fest after a while.
Well, I didn't get as much of a chance to draw as I would have liked. Jim J. was pretty much, you know, hogging the marker the whole time, and.
Mm-hmm.
I kept yelling at him, Monroe, Monroe, and they didn't like that reference. It was too much of a timely reference.
I'm not getting it myself. I'm going to nod knowingly.
Too close for comfort.
Was he on that? I just think of him as like the gay guy on E.
He was Monroe.
Is he the gay guy on E?
He's the gay guy on anything.
He's been on E, and he is gay. But he's also played Wacky Neighbor in a number of sitcoms.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was... counterpart to the great show Jim J. and Tammy Faye that was on shortly.
No, this is the fascinating contradiction that is Jim J. Bullock is that he was explicitly not gay and actually involved with conservative Christian causes for many years before he finally.
Holy sweet Mama Rama. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And he's actually been living with the HIV virus for a number of years.
Oh, really?
Actually, but he's never developed symptoms. I heard him talking about that a few months ago.
Is he on the usual kind of protease inhibitor?
I shouldn't have brought it up because I don't know all the facts. I don't have all the facts, but maybe you could write him a letter and ask him that. I just heard him saying, you know, I don't know why I've never displayed the symptoms, and that does happen with some people who contract the virus.
Maybe it's because laughter is the best medicine.
Could be. Maybe that's why I've never developed symptoms. You know, you never know. I've never really tested positive either, but.
I mean, right now you're showing symptoms of hilarity.
Because you're laughing, and I appreciate that so much. And Emmy thanks you, too. The plus-size model.
Really? I've been trying to meet her, and she does not return my faxes.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's really personal. She's very approachable. I don't know why that didn't happen.
I don't know. Maybe it's a problem with her people.
Could be a people problem.
So you are a comedian, which means you're a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you perform, and people watch you perform.
They tend to, yes. When people come to see me perform, then I do, yes. And they see, and they laugh.
How does that affect your dating life? Does that create some sort of power imbalance? Do you have groupies?
I wish I had groupies. We were talking about this a little bit before the show. I had groupies before I became a comedian, before I became a performer. I had dates. I had people to hang out with. And then when I started performing, I lost all my friends. They were jealous. Number one, they were jealous of my power and my newfound popularity, and men were intimidated by me and my power on stage. They were afraid that I would make fun of them on stage, and so they wouldn't date me for that reason. Actually, one person did decide to date me, and he was afraid I would make fun of him on stage, and I just let him know as long as he didn't double-cross me, we were cool. But as soon as he crossed me, it was fair game. And I just laid down the law, took out a little insurance policy by saying that I felt. And so when he double-crossed me, I had a lot of material. So it paid off, really. But that was like one out of...
Perhaps your experience could shed some light on an experience about this show. Because despite the fact that our audience is made up of 95% of our audience is made up with 19-year-old male swimmers, none of them has as of yet shown any inclination towards being a groupie of DJ. Dare not speak his name. And frankly, we can't figure it out.
So, Lance makes an excellent point. I feel your pain, but, you know, maybe you've given me some insight. Maybe these swimmers are afraid that I will, like, make fun of their stroke on the air or comment on how, you know, their shapely, firm little buttocks don't fill out their Speedos quite as well as they used to or whatever. But Sharon Mamaspell, I have to ask you a question. Isn't it true, I mean, I am only an observer, an outsider to the heterosexual community, but isn't it true that every heterosexual relationship ends up in betrayal? And so these men, when you said, if you double-cross me, I'm going to make fun of you, they hear that as, when I double-cross you, you will make fun of me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an eventuality. It's an inevitability. Mm-hmm. And so...
So do you think that this guy then, in theory, was just asking for trouble?
Well, the theory that I'm trying to propose here is that the reason all your relationships are so doomed and, like, no one wants to go out with you is because they know, you know...
Sooner or later, it will all come to an end, I will be a subject to a half-an-hour ridicule.
Exactly. And let's face it, like, mathematically speaking, every relationship except for your last one is a failure, has an end.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are moral victories.
Some of them ended on positive notes. Some of them ended with both of us saying, we don't need to date anymore. Actually, there's one in particular, we said it at the same time.
Really?
It was such a magical moment. It rarely ever happens. But I had the nice experience. We had been dating for quite a few months, and then I had the opportunity to leave for a couple of weeks. And when I was away, I had time to think about things and assess the pros and cons and why we were together, why we should or should not stay together. And really, we should not have stayed together, and we didn't. But when I came back, I went to see him at work, which was not the best thing to do to break up. But we just ended up saying similar things at the same time. Like, well, we need to talk. Well, yeah, we do need to talk. Well, what do you want to talk about? Well, I can't talk about it here. Well, what? Do you want to break up? Well, yeah, I do. No. Well, it's okay, because I want to break up too. That's fine. And we just said it at the same time. It was so beautiful. It was so reasonable. It was still sad, but...
Mm. So, two questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make fun of him?
No.
And I'm putting him in quotes.
No.
Because
can you make fun of him now? Because...
Oh, yeah.
let's segue right into that. But first of all, I have to actually... I hate to put you on the spot again like I did earlier, but I think... I'm sensing something in your body language, which I think I'm seeing some empathy here. When you were describing this to me, you were making this kind of dough kneading motion with your hands. This was not a man, was it? This was a lesbian relationship with a big-breasted woman.
She not only – well, it wasn't that she had big breasts. It was that it was many breasts. It was more of like in the tens.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like around 100 maybe, I would guess. And she had kind of longish – brown hair, and she looked like somebody I had seen on television or in a movie or maybe in Teen Beat.
Look, I barely survived my experience with the Blair Witch. Do not bring her up now. It'll destroy years of therapy. It's taken me years to repair my fragile emotional state. The Blair Witch
you
is behind
me. You don't
like
my project because Blair doesn't like my stand-up comedy.
We're laughing, but we don't know who that is.
Blair is my cousin.
So you have two personalities.
I'm just glad to be here, honestly. And you know, if you shorten your name, dare not speak his name. It's your name is Deinosphina.
Oh my.
Deinosphina.
That sounds like some sort of beautiful Greek goddess.
Yeah, Deinosphina.
That was actually
DJ Deinosphina.
That was actually the name that the aliens gave to my sphincter, which is interesting.
Which sphincter?
It's actually interesting. Your body has a number of sphincters. I think we talked about this on the show.
My body does.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
all of our bodies
do. The anal sphincter is the most well-known sphincter.
Because I've bathed before.
And it's also known as the angry sphincter.
Yes, you're looking extremely attractive, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I clean up every now and then.
The stomachs. I mean, if people want to call in and try to list all the sphincters, we'll have a special prize for somebody who lists all the sphincters in the air. 621-9728. That's the phone number. Or 268-97.
Yes, with a special prize if you name the sphincter of the day, the Moody sphincter.
Listen.
Country code
new rule.
One,
new rule.
Area code 412.
I finish the phone number and then you talk. 268-9728. Thank you. Proceed.
Area code 412.
That's right.
Thank Country you. Code 1. That's We're right. number 1!
Yeah.
USA! Number 1. Down with Canada!
Be careful. We have a substantial Canadian listening population who we don't want alienated.
We get 33% of our budget from Canada in the form of maple syrup and honey ham.
Well, and, where's my health care? That's what I want. Actually, speaking of honey ham, I just created in my home a pantry, and I'm so excited about this.
A pantry?
My husband, I have a mate. I have a mate, a life mate, a help mate, and he and I joined the Sam's Club, which is the most decadent thing I've done recently. down with the small man.
So buying salsa in gallon jugs is your idea of
so
decadent?
Great. Well, yeah. No, just to join this weird socialist republic that's known as Sam's Club.
Is this all preparation for Y2K?
No, it's just to have stuff. Ah. It's really just to have stuff. And lots of it. But there's a little space in the stairwell that goes down to the basement, and there's just weird shelves all around there, and they've just been dirty and put like doorknobs and lighting fixtures and things I never ever use, you know, doorknobs and lighting fixtures, and cleared all that away, made pantry space. So I've got the basmati rice, a huge bag of that, and some tomatoes, cans of tomatoes and so forth. So I'd just like to make a plea to your audience, your Canadian audience or maybe your Pittsburgh audience, to send canned goods. Preferably non-meat canned goods. No, like chicken. No turkey.
So absolutely no meat, or just preferably not meat.
Absolutely no meat.
Okay.
Those like chicken loaves in a can are
no,
my
we're not
favorite
gonna have
delicacies.
Any chicken loaves.
Okay.
What about mock lobster? And mock.
Oh, mock. Ha ha, lobster. Ha.
One
with
claw.
Your tail. Ha ha.
Mock me not.
One of your claws is bigger than
lobster.
The other. Ha ha.
Ha.
Was that crabs?
No, that's mock fiddler.
You
crab.
And your braces, lobster. Ha ha. Trip you with your shoelaces, lobster. No.
So no fish, no meat of any
Well,
kind.
We can have some fish.
Seeing the way you...
We can have some seafood, but nothing else.
Seeing the way you mock...
But please send in some camp food.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait, we should tell our listeners where to send this camp food.
They can't send it to the station?
I'm not your middleman.
No, if you send it to the station, the undergrad administration of the station will eat it.
Oh. Well, I can't give out my home address. Actually, I have some couches I'd like to give to the people. I have a couple of couches in my home. One's a love seat that has two seats, and one's a couch that has three or four.
Do our listeners know where these couches are? Or
they're in my home.
Should they start scouring Pittsburgh until they find them?
You will trade your couches
See,
for
I'm not really
goods?
Sure. Well, why not? That's sexy. That's sexual.
Have you thought about eBay?
Free couches. Highest bidder. Okay, I could do that. That'd be all right.
For canned goods.
For canned goods.
Maybe your whole website should be
sort of barter.
Tit for tat.
Exactly. Can we say tit for tat on the air?
Actually, tit for tat is the name of a specific game theoretic strategy that illuminates a significant corner of human behavior that wasn't really explored in an economic framework until the late 80s.
Really?
Honest to God.
Fascinating. And yet it has such an intuitive name.
I know. That's part of the joy of being in game theory classes, hearing respected economists say tit for tat without so much as broaching a smile.
So, Mom, I have to point out something. When you were making fun of the lobster earlier, it became all too clear to me that I would never want to be your boyfriend, because if you made fun of me half the way you made fun of that lobster,
right,
it would hurt.
Well, you just have to mind your manners if you were to be my boyfriend. And you know, just make sure that I was happy.
Keep all eight legs to myself.
What if, let's say he's not shooting high enough to be your boyfriend. What if he just wanted to be your lover? Like, can you hold him to a lesser standard then?
Oh, yeah.
Let him slide a little bit?
Yeah.
Hmm. Then the only things you'd make fun of would be his well-publicized sexual inadequacies.
Mm. You know that small penis, John Lennon and I share the same birthday, October 9th.
Who's really? John Lennon? John Lennon.
Okay. John Lennon.
Sorry.
Lennon. He and I share the same birthday. I was thinking, actually, when you were talking about the stories of when he was first becoming famous through the Beatles, and it couldn't be publicized that he was married because that would play down his sex appeal for the kids. It would inhibit or prohibit as many sales of the records if people knew he was married. And I kind of feel like that's the kind of situation that's going on right now with your implying that you might want to be my boyfriend or my lover. Like, you're talking that way to me. I have prior commitments. I just have to say that because I know that my husband's listening tonight. He and the 33 Canadians or whoever.
So part of the secret of your spicy, hot sexual aura is the fact that you are taken. You are off limits.
Right, I'm off limits.
So there's an element of danger.
A little bit. You can think of it that way, sure.
Well, it's nice. I mean, all the best ones are always taken because they get snapped up like yesterday's tamales.
That's right.
Is that true? Well, isn't
I am yesterday's tamales.
I mean, let's think about some of the guests we've had on the show and whether they've been taken or not.
I can't remember anything that happened before yesterday.
You can't remember anything that happened before Mama is what you're saying.
Well, then let's go back to the last time Mama was on the show.
I was still married then.
You were still married. Was there somebody else here, though?
Well, there was
John Cam.
John Cam and John Two.
Oh, yeah, John Two.
Ooh, is he French?
After Bass Splash. He was just there to chuckle. He was just here in the studio to chuckle.
So are either, I mean, clearly those two seem like to be two of the good ones. Are they taken?
John Cam's available, and Jean Two is available, as far as I know, unless something has happened.
So would you agree to a bisexual four-way between me, the two Johns, and yourself?
And that I would be the only woman?
Technically, yes.
although
I'd be willing to play the submissive role.
In theory, no.
In practice?
No.
No. I'm hearing a beeping. I don't know what that is.
That's my tummy. Sorry.
I thought it was the Russian missiles are finally on their way signal.
Oh, thank goodness.
That the station has a transmitter for.
Mm. So you saw my show at the Lava Lounge? Well,
not only did I see your show, but I had to go immediately to Shadyside Hospital and get my abdominal muscles replaced. I was laughing so hard that I busted a gut. I literally busted a gut.
I thank you for busting your gut.
And Lance was there as well, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoyed it tremendously.
Although you escaped the need for surgery immediately afterwards.
Well, only because my gut is made of titanium, thanks to a thresher accident that happened when I was 12.
We laughed.
Mm-hmm.
I cried. I don't know if you cried.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I cried when it was over because...
Well, there is comedy and tragedy, and that's what I like to emphasize in my show, is the comedic elements of tragedy. And it seems that you got the benefits of both, laughing and crying.
Sure.
And a lot of times when I have a lot of love to give, and
yes.
I express my love through song. And sometimes when I sing, people cry.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that, like Rita Moreno, who's won all four major awards, Emmy, Academy Award, Grammy, and Tony, you are multi-talented? Not only are you a comedian, but you're a talented songstress as well?
Oh, that's true, yeah. It's not bragging if it's the truth.
That's true words are never strong. I mean, I've never – I don't want to put you on the spot, but could you sing something for me? Oh, but wait, not yet.
Well, first, I want to talk about what's going on this weekend. There's a puppet festival here in Pittsburgh. It's called the Black Sheep Puppet Festival.
Hmm.
It's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Brew House. It's actually in the Industrial Arts Co-op space in the Brew House at 2100 Mary Street in the South Side. Can I give out, if they want more information, can I give that phone number? Would that be all right?
As long as you don't screw it up.
800,043. Oh, damn. All right, hold on. I can do this. Country code 1, area code 412-488-0761.
And that is the phone number of what exactly?
Of how to get more information about the Black Sheep Puppet Festival. They've got puppeteers, puppet troops coming in from Baltimore, Maryland, from New Orleans, Louisiana, from Washington, D.C. People here in Pittsburgh are putting together shows. There's a drag queen named Sissy Fit. She and a puppeteer named Michael Wontorek are putting together a show called Sissy's Dilemma. And that's going to be on Friday and Sunday night. The show's there. But I'm performing actually on Saturday night. I'm the MC of the evening events on Saturday night.
But, Mom, I thought puppets were just for children.
Oh, but you see, that's the magic. The matinees are actually geared toward the children, but the evening shows are puppet shows for adults.
I mean,
adult audience.
In the saucy puppet show sense?
Well,
in the adult movie sense?
I think the Sissy's Dilemma is going to be a little saucy, yeah. And there's a woman from New Orleans, Miss Pussycat, has a couple of shows that she's doing.
Holy Wailing Flowers.
Yeah, there's different workshops going on.
So people could learn to manipulate their own puppets then?
Well, they're children's workshaps is what they say. I don't know any more about
it. You know the one thing that would get me in the door in the blink of an eye? Is there going to be a mama puppet?
You just have to wait and see.
Don't tease me like that.
So I would like.
I can't guarantee like a madam. Like I'm not.
You're a married woman.
Flowers.
You shouldn't be getting me this excited.
So just as a little strategy point, I would like our listeners to all get their pencils out right now and be prepared to write this down. And the information came down very fast, but in five minutes from now, I'll have you reread.
Are you giving them the jailhouse cat lesson?
Well, that's going to be making
jailhouse
a shiv
tattoo
out of a. But I'll have you read it again after our listeners have got their pencils. Go get your pencils. Go get a piece of paper.
There's also
come back in 5 minutes.
A website.
We'll read that in a couple of minutes after everyone's got their little pencil sharpened and is ready to go. I'm going to give the phone numbers again. 412-621-9728. Is there a reason no one's calling?
I believe the phone lines are choked with reports of fire, perhaps.
I don't know.
You're sad.
Yeah, you look sad as if we're oppressing you.
Well, it's just I have one story to tell about a special puppeteer who's coming in. This weekend, it's kind of hard for me to talk about because he's just very, very special. He's from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And his puppet shows... Excuse me, have really touched a lot of people's lives for the good, for the positive. And
in what way? I mean, what makes the puppet show so special?
Well, you know, DJ Lance, I could just tell you with simple words, but I think I could convey the touchiness of it better through song. And I just wish that... just wish that I could do that, but I don't know if...
Well, hold on. Let me check. I'll be right back. I believe we're having minor technical difficulties in that we can't play the song right now. Oh, no. I guess we are cleared for song.
I have to pee. What?
That's such a beautiful thing.
Sorry.
I'm just going to whip it out right here and pee into my lap because you won't let me leave the studio.
I don't want you to leave the studio because I need to tell you the story. And I need to tell the listeners this story. They're waiting. They have their pencils in their hands. They're waiting to hear the phone number. They can't hear the phone number again.
Well, okay, we'll work it out. We will hear the song. You will stay for the song, and then we will discuss it. Is that acceptable?
Very sensitive.
Yes. Is that acceptable?
My little willy hurts.
Are we ready to hear the song?
What? What noise are you making?
I was attempting to communicate something to you without letting our listeners know what I was communicating.
I know why you two never get any dates, because you're so smooth.
What does this mean?
It means go to the bathroom now, so our listeners will think you're still here because the song's playing.
I'm not leaving.
Then I'm not singing the song. I don't care how much love I have to give.
I'm not paying for that ruptured bladder again. So are we ready for the song?
I can only hope so. Thank you. In a town near Albuquerque, lived
the most concerned young boy. He said, lately I have noticed folks don't live with peace and joy, with frowns and worries on their faces. They're lost and don't know where to go. He said, I'll get those people straightened by putting on a puppet show. The young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all live in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. So he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. Folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. First he carved out young Abe Lincoln. Abe would teach them civil rights. Then a king named Martin Luther, so they'd recall his peaceful fight. Old Mark Twain, his wit and wisdom, we'll surely show them life is far. But he smiled the most with satisfaction when the press of peace was done. The young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all live in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. So he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer.
Nice guitar fills.
Now his puppet shows were clever, and he made the people laugh. When he got across the message to walk along love's open path, he built him his own puppet theater, decked out the spotlights yellow and red. Then they wrote about
has to be the five most moving minutes of radio I have ever experienced. I just want to say two words. Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Mama.
I actually found it rather chilling.
Chilling because it
because it's true.
Well, I was thinking, it made me think, like, why couldn't some demagogue, like the guy from the Omen, come to power and use puppets to spread his message to the masses, just like the New Mexican puppeteer, except using his puppets for evil, not good.
Wow.
But why would you want to do that when you could spread so much good around, honestly?
So I'd like to contribute to this conversation, but I actually wasn't listening to the lyrics while you were singing. In fact...
But did you feel something while I was singing? Did you feel...
Well, actually, I was just kind of sitting back, kind of stroking my chin, looking very intelligent, but secretly reveling in the fact that I didn't wash my hands after urinating, and I could actually still smell my crotch on my hand. So that's what was going on for me. The music really only enhanced that experience because I was thinking of the puppeteer being my gay lover, and I was actually smelling his crotch on my hand.
So what did the Abe Lincoln puppet play role? What role did it play in your fantasy?
He freed the slaves and reunited the North and South.
And that was that happened in your bedroom during sex?
He reunited the North and South half of my ass, the North cheek and the South cheek. Put them right together.
And so basically, you're raised in a barn by barnyard-style animals, and that's why you need to talk about your ass so much.
Well, yes, that's right. I mean, I actually, for the first...
you know, our Lord Jesus Christ was also born and raised in a barn.
Have you read the Bible?
That.
Man, that is the most ass-centric document I've ever seen.
Well, you know, until my first PTA meeting, I thought there was nothing strange for having a mule for a dad.
You know that's the name of my TV show is actually Mama's PTA Meeting.
Really?
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be Mule for a Dad.
Mama's Mule for a Dad is the subtitle for Mama's PTA Meeting. It's actually on cable. If you have the cable in the city of Pittsburgh, it's on 21 on your cable dial.
Is it A or B?
I don't know. I have both. I have both A and B because I have the weird movie channels.
I have both A and B. It's PCTV?
I watch it all day until my show comes on. Right. It's on Wednesdays at 11.
Is the name of the show Cable Talk? Such technical intricacies should be best left to the capable hands of TCI.
As always,
call your
right.
TCI cable operator and ask when Mama's PTA meeting comes on.
Or call us at 621-9728 and ask about DJ Mephasmes recently.
DJ Defanus?
Well, anyways, ask him about his newly emancipated ass.
And actually, on that note, I'd like to give a little more information about the Puppet Festival that's coming
up. People have their pencils ready and sharpened.
Yes.
I hope so.
About this. No whining.
It's at the Brew House, 2100 Mary Street. For more information, you can call area code 412-488-0761. Their web address is www.iaco-op.net. It's iaco-op.net. IAC is the name of the group. It's the Industrial Arts Co-op. Is what that stands for.
IACO-OP.
It's almost like you're not listening.
Well, I'm listening. But
except.
Like, did they miss the day in class when at business school and they said pick a catchy name like Amazon or eBay?
Well, the catchiness of
they're
it
artists,
is that
not businessmen.
The people who are putting on the puppet show who have organized the entire event for this weekend is the IAC. They're a group called the IAC, and the IAC stands for Industrial Arts Co-op.
For show purposes, why don't we just refer to them internally as the Puppet Masters, thus resolving all debate?
Mm.
Hey, you know, people write into us every week asking for advice.
Really?
Yes.
So our mailbox is overflowing, stuffed?
It is. We never get to all the letters, and I'd like to read some of them so we can take advantage of Mama's...
Maybe Mama Sharon Spell, Sharon Mama Spell, can help... provide her comedic and relationship insight to answer some of these questions.
Okay, so this is one particularly letter that I think you in particular could shed some light on.
I'm actually going to switch hands now and smell my other hand.
Okay, which hand did you actually pee on?
The left.
Okay. Dear DJ 2000, I met this hot guy at a party last Friday in Squirrel Hill. We went out on a date last week, and it went really well. Too well. I went back to his place and got really drunk, and we had sex all over the place. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I know that a camera was involved somehow. I think I'm really falling for this guy, but I want to figure out what happened without looking like a drunken slut.
Well, the best way to find out what happened is actually to go to this website, www.iaco-pt, is that right?
.net, and click on the JavaScript link that has the camera accessible.
And your whole real video file will be on there.
Right. Or you can check it out at your local video store, either Heads Together or C Video in Oakland.
Really?
And that way you won't look like a slut.
I have a problem with this writer's standards. I mean, the guy that he picked up was really only, you know, a six. And in a town full of tens, as Pittsburgh is, you know, I think you could raise your standards a little bit.
Pittsburgh is the new Athens, after all.
Well, what happened to the old Athens?
Firebombed. So perhaps the next letter will shed some light. Dear GJ 2000, I met this hot guy at a party last Friday in Squirrel Hill. We went out on a date last week, and it went really well. I got him really drunk, and we did all sorts of stuff. When I whipped up my camera, he didn't even blink. He did all sorts of screwed up stuff on camera, including having sex with my dog. My question is, I know this tape.
You're a liar.
As someone who's raised in a barn.
Please respect the authorial intent here. Let's listen to what our questioner has to say. My question is, I know this tape is my opening into pornography, and I was hoping you could use your connections in the gay porn industry to get it shown to the right people. What do you say, DJ 2000? Can you get me the hookup?
Well, in the video industry, and a lot of producers will take advantage of you to their own end. And I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear that I play it straight. I make it clear to people who need connections that I just want, you know, I make it clear I get my cut. And in this case, my cut is not a financial cut, but I get to have sex with everyone who passes through me to get to the big stars. So yes, I'll hook you up with Vivid Gay Video, but it'll cost you your virgin ass.
Well, presumably this guy's ass is no longer virgin if what he says is true, right?
It depends on which sphincter, doesn't it?
That's an excellent point, right? No one has answered my sphincter question. I'll give you a hint. One of the sphincters is the upper part of your stomach, the little valve that keeps food from going back up your throat. And
your duodenum?
Interesting. I don't know what it's actually called, but...
Well, colloquially, it's known as the happy sphincter.
The sphincter that dares speak his name?
Well, I've never really thought of sphincters as speaking.
Hello?
I think it was a more primitive, sublinguistic emotional
being. You just haven't been practicing your Kegels. So please, send all videos to me. Actually, send all videos to the station. The address is 1 WRCT Plaza, Carnegie Mellon University, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213.
You may also send canned goods to that location with written in permanent pen, "Do not eat for Mama's Pantry only."
And we don't want dinged or cans with punctures.
Or nothing with meat.
Nothing with meat.
And I believe we might have a phone call.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
It's going great.
All right, cool. Now, I've heard a lot of rap about just random things, but not very much about sex, so... perhaps maybe like a piece, a subject for, you know, maybe something to talk about.
I think that's a fascinating suggestion. While Sharon Mama Spill, her forte or her fort is comedy and music, we can probably talk about sex for the remaining few minutes if you like. Did you have a specific sexual topic in mind?
Well, I mean, isn't the basic of the show, like, doesn't have to do about sex? The title of it.
Well, we've talked about sexual things. We've talked about dating, relationships, and groupies. We haven't really gotten into down and dirty issues, but we've talked about skirting issues, which is also sexy. To me, it is, anyway.
Let me throw out a topic for everyone present, including the caller.
Okay.
DJ, dare not speak his name, needs groupies.
That's actually an interesting point. So I'm going to address this in two ways. You, Sharon Mama Spell, you were in the Merchant Marines for a number of years, and you had that was a very sexual time for you.
Yes.
And I need groupies. I mean, these two topics, while they seem unrelated, there's a connection which is when you came into port, you were just like you know, the biggest whore in Saigon. I mean, isn't that basically...
Well, but I pretty much reached my limit. You know, I was well saturated. I learned the techniques of appropriate soap dropping, the times to be in the barrel, when to not be in the barrel. And, you know, when I got back to land, I just...
So is,
just,
so is DJ Donuts because the problem is that he's not in the barrel at the right time?
That could be.
The thing that sucks about, I mean, you know, I've gone into the barrel and, you know, I don't get it. Like, I'm in there, all of a sudden, there's all these, like, erect penises coming in through the hole. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, when...
Are you in it the right way? They are marked to this end up often, right?
Right.
Oh, wait.
Wait, excuse me, caller. Are you still there?
Yeah, but I lost it there for a second. I had something I wanted to talk about, and you guys started talking about the barrel. I was like, wait a minute.
Sorry, hit the show. As always, the caller comes first. Please, caller.
I was like, wait.
I hope we didn't bring back your own painful memories
wow,
of being in the barrel.
Well, actually, I was kind of getting into it when you guys started talking about prostitution being, you know, I thought it was kind of cool.
Have you... ever
experienced it myself? See, those are like things that I don't tend to disclose with live broadcasted audience.
Well, you did call into a sex talk show.
Well, yeah, I have.
You're yelling at us about not talking about sex.
Really
okay,
we've all been in the barrel, and we're not ashamed to admit it.
The barrel? No, I've never been in the barrel ever. Have you guys ever been to Amsterdam? Like the whole red light district action. Tell me.
I've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I've been to Hamsterdam. It's a little bit different, but.
Right on. Well, that's probably the closest.
Me, when I was dating that Hollywood actor who was in Pretty Woman,
Richard Gere.
He told me not to. If
he
you
told you
guess,
not to say his name, but you could identify the movies.
If you want to guess,
the hamster guy, the Buddhist, you know who we're talking about.
No, I was in Amsterdam, and it was sort of an odd corner of the human world because in America that stuff is kept so under wraps and so laden with the sociological, like this is wrong. This is forbidden fuzz, that in Amsterdam to see it right up there.
It's kind of cool, though, isn't it? Because it's, like, right in your face, like, everywhere you look. The whole red
light
action.
Well, as a 20-year veteran of hosting sex talk shows,
right.
I'm a little jaded now.
Oh, I would understand.
Maybe, actually, that would be a fascinating topic for a future show. We have very little time left. But maybe we can talk about your degrading experiences in Amsterdam. And actually, I have been on the Reeperbahn, the sleaziest street in all of Europe, which is in Hamburg, Germany.
Right.
And I could talk about that as well.
Well, that'd be cool.
It actually mostly involved me.
Well, there was actually one thing that I did want to talk about that maybe we could talk about another.
Okay. Well, we're almost literally out of time, caller. So.
But start talking faster. And so, yeah, you can probably – one more topic. Right?
How about somnolent sex?
Somnolent sex. Now, what do you mean by that?
I just read about it. Sex while you're half awake, half sleeping in the morning.
Well, there's – I mean, are we talking about finding sleeping people?
Well, no, not necessarily, like, with your partner, you know.
Like, if I were your RA and snuck into your room?
Well, yeah, that'd be cool.
Really?
Well, I mean, not you.
I think we have a groupie.
Finally a groupie. What do you mean, not me? Like, why not me?
Well, yeah, you know, not my type. I was thinking perhaps, you know.
Meow, 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 meow,
why am I something like not anyone's type? Like, what's up with that?
Well, I don't want to go into the explanation, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is the explanation that you're straight?
Well, that could be it. I'm hoping this – is this like a whole, you know
– Yeah, if you reveal that you're straight, that'll immediately make it obvious who's calling.
I'm terminated.
Keep that detail to yourself because, after all, you know, that'll narrow you right down.
Wow, that's horrible.
What about people who sing about puppets while you're having sex? Do you like that? Are you into that at all?
Puppets? Me particularly?
Yeah. No. Color?
Not exactly.
No, so you didn't like when I was singing that song.
Were you masturbating while...
Well,
that's really what I
want to
know.
Actually, I was thinking I would rather be masturbating than listen to
the song. Are puppets not sexual for that purpose?
Yeah, why is that a mutually exclusive activity? Like, I listened to songs and masturbated simultaneously. I mean, sometimes I'd screw up and fail.
I don't know.
Can any act of masturbation be considered a failure? Well, unless you're, like, arrested, I guess.
D minus.
I mean, when you, like, screw up and hit yourself on the head and, like, have to go to the emergency room. I mean, you know, like, there's all kinds of ways
you
to
You need
fail.
This elective to pass your major.
Or, like, you get all freaked out and you can't get the clothespins off and you get, like, some kind of embolism.
Calculus just made me cry. I had the Dean Wave calculus when I was going through that. It was just
We're
too difficult.
We're talking about two different things.
Rubik's
calculus?
Cubes?
Oh, Rubik's
Maybe.
Cubes, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Anyways, caller, we apologize to do this. We have to wrap up.
No, it was fun.
Please give us a call next week.
All right, next week.
When our topic will be Spamsterdam.
We're on every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. I want to remind our listeners this is WRCT Pittsburgh. Sharon, Mama Spell, thank you so much for being on.
Don't forget to go to the Saucy Puppet Show.
It's very important. And don't forget to visit www.mamarama.net. Is that right?
As soon as it's up and running.
Yeah, we'll get it up.
Check every day for the next 2 years until it's up and running.
It'll be up within the week.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tune in next week.
Goodbye.